Japan and Korea are preparing to co-host the World Cup soccer tournament, which opens later this month. It's the world's largest sporting event, and this is the first time it will take place in Asia. NPR's Eric Weiner reports that Korean and Japanese officials are taking extraordinary security precautions, preparing for terrorist attacks and a possible invasion of unruly fans.
Americans may not find it particularly enthralling, but for billions of other people, World Cup soccer is huge. Not so much a sporting event as a religious experience. English soccer fans are perhaps the most devout in the world. Equipped with this brand new fight song, many are expected to journey halfway around the world to watch their team in action. Japanese workers are putting the finishing touches on the venue for the World Cup final, a huge stadium in Yokohama. It's a chance for this port city to outshine its larger and better-known neighbor, Tokyo. Maya Koizumi, a Yokohama native, says she can't wait for the games to begin.
I love soccer, and it's close by, so I won't get to see it because I don't have the tickets, but I'll be able to experience the excitement around it.
Japanese police are worried that there might be just a little too much excitement. In the past, rowdy fans, hooligans, have turned violent. At the last World Cup tournament in France 4 years ago, German hooligans killed a French police officer. At a 1985 World Cup match in Belgium, rampaging fans killed 39 people. Japanese police are taking no chances. Hundreds of police in full riot gear recently held this training exercise in Yokohama. Wielding long sticks, a modern version of implements used in samurai days, they march in formation. On cue, actors playing the part of hooligans storm the field, lighting firecrackers, running wildly, and in general doing a good imitation of real live hooligans. The Japanese police use water cannons to fend off the mock rioters. They're also equipped with net guns, which fire giant nets to ensnare troublemakers. But this is still Japan, where politeness is a way of life. On the side of a police van, a large sign says, in 8 languages, "Quiet down, please." South Korean police have lots of experience dealing with violent demonstrations, experience they accumulated during the student protests of the 1980s. But Japanese authorities hope they won't need to deploy their inexperienced riot police. They're erecting dividers at stadium entrances, trying to physically separate fans from rival teams. They've also established a hooligan hotline where people can tip off police to potential troublemakers. Japanese officials are especially worried about one match in particular, England versus arch-rival Argentina. Japanese police are dispatching 7,000 reinforcements to the venue in the northern city of Sapporo. They'll be assisted by European and South American spotters, police officers who apparently know a hooligan when they see one. Despite these precautions, the Japanese public is clearly worried. A few hotel owners are refusing to accept reservations from foreigners. Some shopkeepers, like Michiko Suzuki, are closing their doors during the match, afraid that hooligans might run wild in the streets.
The police showed us a video of hooligans smashing up an outdoor restaurant in Europe. We were very shocked and scared. We've never seen anything like that before.
European officials are trying to allay those fears. Kevin Miles, a spokesman for the English Supporters Association, has made several trips to Japan in an attempt to convince the Japanese that not all English football fans are hooligans.
Well, sadly, the Japanese public's main connection or contact with the image of English football supporters has been from very limited television footage of incidents of trouble at previous tournaments. And they will recognize certain character traits, physical character traits, that they'll make the judgments by. They'll have looked on these television screens and seen people that fit the identical picture, like me, of big, fat, ugly skinheads, and think, oh, they are hooligans. And what we're trying to do is to get across the idea that don't judge by appearances, treat us friendly, don't prejudge issues, and you'll get the friendly response.
Miles is predicting a hooligan-free tournament, and so are British police. They plan on preventing the worst offenders from attending the games. But the Japanese, it seems, find little comfort in that thought. As one magazine here put it, the second worst offenders are bad enough. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.